This is VOA. No, this via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The head of the UN nuclear watchdog said today that Iran has failed to answer questions about the discovery of uranium particles at former undeclared sites in the country and called on Tehran to provide information.
For objectivity's sake, I should say that the Iranian government has reiterated its will to engage and to cooperate and to provide answers, but they haven't done that so far.
Rafael Grossi, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, has been pushing Iran for answers on three sites where inspections had revealed traces of uranium on man-made origin, suggesting they were once connected to Iran's nuclear program.
So I hope this may change. But as we speak, we haven't had any concrete progress on any of the issues.
The issue is separate from the ongoing negotiations aimed at bringing the United States back into Iran's 2015 nuclear accord with world powers. Rescue workers act feverishly attempting to find survivors in a Pakistani crash of two trains. At least 40 are dead and more than 100 injured after the collision in South Pakistan on Monday. Officials say more than 1,000 people were on board both the trains. They fear the death toll could rise. Pakistani Information Minister Fawad Chaudhry said in a statement, "It is premature to say whether the accident occurred due to a technical error, negligence, or sabotage, but all aspects were being investigated." The Taliban is urging Afghans who worked for U.S. and NATO militaries in Afghanistan over the years not to desert their war-ravaged nation for fear of retribution. Monday's pledge comes as thousands employed by the U.S. and allied countries fear